Good morning, Berkey.
Good morning, boys. Absolutely. It's a big one for Bernie. You know, more for the fact that, yes, the Waratahs need him, but this is becoming obviously quite an issue, and safety is paramount in for him to get out there again. And obviously after the weekend he had some, you know, reoccurring symptoms, which is a big concern, boys.
Yeah, we had our last chat with him, Matt. It wasn't like he's just sort of brushing this off for like my hamstring's
going
to be better.
He's got light sensitivity at the moment, which is quite bizarre when he's in bright light. So
no, exactly right. I mean, it's one of those injuries, and you're trying to explain it to people. It's one of those injuries you just can't see. You can't quantify it. You know, you can see a broken arm or a broken leg, that kind of stuff. But you know, when you're getting belted in the head, yes, you see an effect of it, but you don't actually see the after effect if that's the case. And obviously, we've heard he's, you know, light sensitive. You know, this is the other, you know, last time, light sensitive, flicking on the TV, even looking at his phone, was a hassle for him. So, yeah, we wish him a speedy recovery.
Yeah, very much so. And I know this is just footy, but without him, they don't win 32-25. They were down 25-6 against the Melbourne Rebels. I'm talking about the Waratahs here. They actually got out of jail and probably covered over a few cracks.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I remember Timmy Horan used to always say, "Yeah, you have 80 minutes to win the game," and they I think used 81 on the weekend.
Yeah.
So you're right. It wasn't a great performance. There was gaps in defence that the Rebels sort of strolled through. But you know, TK, you're spot on with the assessment of Bernard Foley. If he didn't play, you know, Waratahs don't win. It was a gritty performance, if you could say that. Not their best. And you're right. I think they still need to have a hard look at themselves, you know, going to this weekend's game, which is one, going to be wet on Sunday, two, against the Crusaders outfitter, confidence, and three, if Bernie doesn't play, it's going to make it even tougher.
Yeah, Crusaders, mate, they whack the Force, but the Force are continuing to answer to whether they're going to be in the competition
in a
couple of years. It must be frustrating for them.
Oh, exactly. Just imagine that having hanging over your head. You know, you talk about negotiations of contracts and that kind of stuff. Your future in the game, and you know, they're. I reckon they'll go okay this weekend. They take on the Blues. I'm tipping an upset. You know, just that Steeler resolve when everything's sort of going against you, and you just think, you know, we're going to pull something out of the hat here. So Blues haven't been travelling that well, but you're right though. What an incredible situation at the moment.
And the Force are $8, mate. So if you say they're going to get up over the Blues, they're $1.08 and Force $8.
Are you tipping the Force?
I'm going to go for Force. I'm going to go for an upset. Absolutely.
Oh, right.
I know it's a massive one, but I just think they've got some resolve about it. They'd be angry over there at the moment. Just sort of, you know, all the speculation going on, sort of that uncertainty. I reckon I'll dig in this week.
Oh,
away from home, the whole deal.
You should have heard Mario, mate. He's a gambling fool. He's that excited. he's off.
Maybe you've had too many knocks to the head.
He's like a Cheshire cat.
God, I hope they win for you. I hope they win for you.
Oh, wouldn't it be good?
Yeah, which is fantastic. The Chiefs, they should get the job done against the Bulls. The Hurricanes should win against the Queensland Reds. And Carmichael Hunt's been playing pretty good.
Yeah, he has. He has. But the consistency, unfortunately, in amongst that outfit is tough. They've had a big travel schedule as well. They've been over to Argentina. They're coming back. Still without Quade Cooper. You know, Slipper gone with Achilles and that kind of stuff. So it's just a bit manufactured at the moment. They're trying to get a team out in the park that can actually do something. You're right. They're creating some things, but not just being able to finish it off. But yeah, the Hurricanes are flying at the moment. They've just got so much confidence at the moment. In around that 9-10-12 role. The forwards are strong. I think that'd be too good for them in Brisbane.
Okay, mate. So confirming it, the Crusaders $1.30 over the Waratahs, and the Western Force is your big upset at $8. Matt, I don't know. I know you don't have anything to do with the hierarchy, but geez, this is being handled abysmally regarding the setup from Sanzar and whether you've got, you know, provinces still going to be involved or not. When is it the madness going to end? Surely there's got to be some sort of a deadline and some sort of a announcement. What, because it just can't continue. It's very, very amateurish.
It's disruptive, TK, absolutely.
Well, it's bad business practice, isn't it?
Yeah, so true. And when you're looking at these guys, and it's a, you know, playing a sport for a living, it doesn't last for long. For sometimes, I think it's 2.5-3 years on average or something thereabouts. But, you know, if you get a long run, fantastic. But, you know, outside of that, you know, it can be chopped and changed and, you know, new coaches come through. it's difficult that they've handled it this way. It's wrong that they've handled it this way. They've understanding, I heard Kearnsy, I think, say during the week that they've got to show some kahunas and keep the five teams. Five teams, I don't think, is the answer.
Too many.
Too many teams. And you're spreading the talent too wide. I saw Eddie Jones talking the other day about, bringing it back to the three sort of teams, Brumbies, Reds and Waratahs. And, I wouldn't feel too bad about that. But it's about the slice of the pie and how much money they get. And that's why they introduced that NRC a couple of years ago, or the ARC originally, now the NRC, to try and get that more rugby on TV, purely and simple. So, if they haven't got the talent pool to do it, it makes it very difficult. So,
would you rather watch mediocre rugby or top class rugby?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely.
Well, it's top mediocre
the whole time.
Yeah, there's exactly too many teams. It's mediocre.
No, there's too. I think there's too many teams. There's too many games. We're oversaturated at the moment, I think, and you need to bring it back that little bit. But, I can understand, they're talking about expansion, that kind of stuff, and everything's got to grow in time. But it's not a product like AFL or NRL. There can be times where, our teams are playing overseas at 2 o'clock in the morning and people aren't just getting up in the morning and watching it.
No,
good on you, Berkey. Have a great week, mate.
Thanks, boys. Talk soon.